Good morning, pumpkin. Oh, surprised to see me. I know it's rare for me to come all the way down to your place for a little FaceTime, but I have something very, very special in store for you today, baby. Remember last week when I told you not to touch yourself for 5 days and you did exactly as I asked? Or how about the week before, when I made you come to my apartment and get down on your knees and go down on me for an entire hour? You remember how ready and willing you were? How hard your cock was by the end? Do you remember when I told you I wasn't going to touch you and you were so good about it? You went home without so much as a single complaint. You have been such a good, good boy for me, Pumpkin. And today, your work is finally going to pay off for you. Sit down, baby. Right here. Good boy. Now, I know exactly what you want. You want me to open up your pants and run my soft palms right up that bulge of yours. You want me to glide my pretty little fingertips over your cock until it's just begging to pop right out. You want my soft, warm, gentle hand to take your pulsing length and stroke up and down over and over until you burst all over yourself. Is that what you want, Pumpkin? You can say it out loud. Tell me. Oh, I know, Pumpkin. I know. But you don't get my fingers this time. Maybe next time. No, this time you're going to show me just how much you want me. After being my good little boy for so long, I know you've built up so many fantasies about me. We are going to put those fantasies to good use right now. Move your hand down to your zipper. Eyes up here, Pumpkin. That's a good boy. We're going to take this nice and slow. You deserve it for all the good work you've been doing. Unzip all the way. Already excited, I see. You're twitching. Is that for me? Good. Now move your hand down to that bulge and give yourself a little squeeze for me. Yes, you see. My hands aren't the only ones that work, Keep rubbing. Let's find out just how hard we can make you before you're ready to burst. I told you I had something special for you today. Like what you see? I thought you might. I wore this special lingerie the same night I had you over for our 1 hour dinner. You seem to like it just as much as you like it now. What is it about this lingerie? Do you like the way it pushes my tits up? The way they almost spill right out of these tight cups? You like the way it hugs my curves and draws your eyes right over them? Do you like the way it's just thick enough to hide what's underneath? Leaves just enough to the imagination? And I know how good your imagination is, Pumpkin. Look at that. You're nice and hard, just like we want. Now let's see what we've got under there. Such a wonderful cock, baby. A good cock for a good boy. Now grab it in your hand, but not like you would. Grab it like I would. One finger at a time. Yes. Feel yourself pulse in your palm. Anticipate that first stroke just like I would. Now start stroking for me. Good boy. Very good. You're doing so well. Stroke that cock and think about what you want to do to me. You've done so much for me. Everything I tell you to. And now you get to decide what to do. You want my mouth? My puffy lips pressed against your head, licking your pre-cum right from the tip, bobbing up and down while I suck against your cock and moan. So you can feel just how wet you're making me. Do you want my pussy? My soaked little slit? So well hidden behind those panties you love so much. You want it to swallow up your dick and squeeze against every throbbing vein while you pound away. You want to take me here on your couch? Or over there in your room? How about the kitchen? Or any of these walls? Or do you want to take my ass? Bend me over, fuck me till I roll my eyes back and curl my toes and scream out for you. You just want to fuck your mistress so badly, don't you, pumpkin? Tell me. Say it out loud. Tell me just how badly you want to fuck me. Good boy. Keep stroking faster and I'll tell you exactly how it would happen. I would climb onto your lap with your cock pointing straight up to greet me. My warm, wet pussy would answer right back. I would push you right back against the couch and nibble against your neck. My hands would explore your chest while I started to hump painfully slowly. Can you feel me? Grinding against you. Good. I would slide my lips right over the underside of your cock until I was hovering just above you, and then I would push you in. Oh, it feels so good. I would squeeze you inside me and start fucking you slowly. My hips would press forward, up, and then back, and you would feel every single contraction as you slid through my pussy. Oh, I would speed up, fucking you faster while you held on to my lips. I would groan for you, and pant for you. I would take every inch of that cock inside me while my pussy milked it for everything it has. Do you feel my pussy milking you, baby? Are you ready to come for your mistress? Then you would. I would push you as deep as you could go and come, and you would explode for me. Oh. You would fill me with every spurt you could offer. Yes, just like that. Come for me. Come for your mistress. Such a good, good boy you are, Pumpkin. I look forward to our next meeting. If you keep this up, you may just get what you wish for.